All right, we're going to start here on the bottom of Ayin Amud Bet by the two dots. Amar Rava. Rava says, Katzar v'tachan kigrogeret b'shigigat Shabbat v'zadon milachot. So he did these two milachot, Katzira, harvesting, tachan, he ground. It's not important what milachot are, just that there are two of them, two different milachot. Now kigrogeret is the size of a fig. And as Rashi points out over here, that when we're talking about a fig here, it's shi'ur lohu lohu yisirei melachot shel Shabbat bochlim. It's the standard size or shi'ur when we deal with foods on Shabbat. Grogeret is the default status or default size that we work with. So that's why we're talking about a grogeret here. So he went ahead and did these two melachot, but it was Shigigat Shabbat and Zadon melachot. Shigigat Shabbat, he forgot it was Shabbat, but he knew these melachot were asurot. So we know from the first Mishnah, that means you chayav only one chatat, because you forgot it was Shabbat. You chayav the chatat for Shabbat. Doesn't matter how many melachot you did, because the problem here, or the forgetting that happened here, was the shigigat Shabbat. Then, v'chazar, v'katzar, v'tachan, kigrogeret, v'zadon Shabbat, v'shigigat melachot. And then after that, he goes ahead and does these two melachot, assuming on a different Shabbat, that he does it v'zadon Shabbat. He knows it's Shabbat, Shigigat melachot, but he doesn't remember these melachot are surot or problematic. So now you have basically the cases in our Mishnah. You have case number two and case number three. Case number two where he forgets his Shabbat and he does melachot where he brings one korban. And case number three is where he knows it's Shabbat, he just doesn't know it's the melachot. You bring a korban for every melacha. Then afterwards, v'nodalo, he becomes aware, ala tzira v'tchina, about the melachot he did, shall shigigat Shabbat v'zadom melachot. He becomes aware of the fact that he did, first instance, that he did it wrong. He becomes aware of it that was Shabbat that day. And so now he is chayav to bring a single korban. Then afterwards, v'chazar v'nodolo, and afterwards he becomes aware of the fact, al k'tzira v'tchina shall zadom Shabbat v'shigigat melachot. The second instance that he violated, he becomes aware of that he now knows that he did these melachot on Shabbat, that these melachot are asurot, which would obligate him into chataot. So that's the scenario of the case. Tosafot over here, if you look at the Rashbam, this is going to come up later in the Gemara today, so it's important to understand, when he say v'nodolo, he became aware, there are a number of ways you can become aware of the issue. One is to simply become aware of it. Nodolo means now I knew I did something wrong. That's one. Number two is, I can be aware I did something wrong, plus I was mafrish a korban. I already separated out a chatat to rectify that situation. I haven't brought the chatat, but at least I've started the process where I was makdish or designated a chatat to take care of this problem. There's a third possibility about knowing, which is that I was actually mitchaper. I was actually brought the korban, and I finished the whole scenario. So when we say v'nodalo over here, that he became aware of the wrongdoing, what does that mean? It could mean that he's just aware, that he became aware, he knows the information, could become aware and he's already mafrisha korban. Or it could be that he's aware and he already brought the korban. So in that, you can look at the Tosafot here at the bottom. It says, Perish Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam says, Shenodalo, what is the Nodalo in our Gemara here? It means, Vifrish korban. And he was already separated out of korban. Kodem shenit kaper. But it's before he attained kapra, before he brought it on the Mizbeach. So then, Chazar v'nodolo ala k'tzirav t'china sh'shugav malchot. Then he gets the second piece of information. Aval lo nodolo ad achar kapra in nigrarim. If it's after the kapra, there's nothing to talk about. You've ended one issue, the other issue is still open, you can't connect the two. So if he's already brought the korban, there's nothing to discuss over here. And the other way around is also true. He says in the next line, v'davke yifrish korban. He separated the korban. Avim lo yifrish korban. He says, if you find out the information and you did nothing, you weren't mafrisha korban, and then now you have the information about both violations, you can bring the korban, whichever one you want. You can bring the korban for the shigigat Shabbat, and it'll cover the other one. Or you can bring the korban for the shigigat melachot, the two korbanot, and that'll cover the shigigat Shabbat. That's up to you then. You can do whatever you like with it. The question here, and what happens here, and the question that's arising, is that he already was mafrish the chatat. He was mafrish the chatat for the shigigat Shabbat, which is a one chatat, and now he wants to cover with that the two korbanot that are associated with the shigigat melachot. The fact that he forgot that these two melachot, he wants to cover it. Does that work or not? That's the way the Rashbam sets it up. So now the Gemara says, Tzira goreret k'tzira, utchina goreret k'tzina. Basically, the tzira of shigigat Shabbat covers the tzira of shigigat melachot. The tchina of shigigat Shabbat covers the tchina of shigigat melachot. Now, by Shigigat Shabbat, you're only bringing one korban. But that one korban is going to cover all the malachot you did, because the problem was that you forgot it was Shabbat. That one korban covers everything. But in covering everything, it also will then, it almost in a sense covers both tchina and tzira, because it's covering the whole Shabbat. And in doing so, it also will cover the mistake you made by the tchina tzira, by shigigat malachot. When you made the mistake and you should have brought two korbanot for that, this korban will cover everything. It takes care of everything. You really had three violations here, technically. If they were separate incidents, you would have to bring three chatot. One chatat for the shigigat Shabbat, and then two chatot for the shigigat milachot. Over here, since he already got the information about the shigigat Shabbat, it was mafrisha korban, now he's waiting, and then all of a sudden he remembers, he also has shigigat milachot now. So now shigigat milachot, that one korban for shigigat Shabbat is going to cover all three korbanot that you needed to bring. All chatot are covered by this now. Aval, no dalo al ktsirah, don't Shabbat. So what happens on the other way around? Like David's asking, what happens if it's not shigigat Shabbat first, but the other way around? He finds out about the ktsirah of Zadon Shabbat, v'shigigat milachot. So now all he knows about is one violation. One violation is the ktsirah from the mistake he made about the milachot. So now the Gemara says, ktsirah goreret ktsirah. Just like in the first case, the ktsirah covered the other ktsirah, so too here. Here, you bring your korban for the ktsirah, it also covers the ktsirah of the shigigat Shabbat. That's covered. Utchina shima, and the tchina with it. Because once you cover shigigat Shabbat, then everything's covered. Everything's subsumed under that korban. When you bring the single chatat for shigigat Shabbat, it covers ktsira and tchina. You don't separate it. They don't have to bring two korbanot for the shigigat Shabbat. So by default, since I'm covering the shigigat Shabbat with this korban, I'm also covering that tchina. But tchina shenegda bimkoma umedet. The tchina that is opposite it remains in place. Which means, in the shigigat melachot, you really chayav to bring two korbanot. You're chayav to bring a korban for the ktsira, korban for the tchina. And you also had an obligation to bring a korban for the shigigat Shabbat. Over here, you're bringing one korban of shigigat ktsira. That shigigat ktsira that you brought, that one korban, still leaves the shigigat tchina in place. That's, you didn't cover it in any way. That's still in place. The Shigigat Shabbat is covered because your Shigigat Shabbat was in the Melacha of Tzira. It happened to be also Tchina. That's not a problem because once it covers the Tzira, it also covers the Tchina. So out of those korbanot, you have to bring three. This one korban will cover two of them. You'll still have to bring the additional Chatat for the Tchina that is there. That is the position of Rova. Abaye Amar. Abaye says, Tchina nami goreret tchina. That when it comes to the gvera, the tchina, once you've covered the tchina of shigigat Shabbat, that comes back and also takes care of the tchina of shigigat milachot. Why? Because the shem tchina achati. It's all under the same category. It's under the same rubric. So you can't separate them out. Abaye says, everything's covered by this one korban. So according to Abaye, it makes no difference which way you go. Either way, and whatever one you remember first, you bring the chatat, one chatat, you cover all three of them. According to Rova, it will make a difference which way you know about it. If you know about Shigigat Shabbat, you bring one korban, it covers all three. If you know about Shigigat Melachot first, and you bring one korban for one of those melachot, then you still have to bring an additional korban to cover the other melacha over here. So that's the position of Abaye and Rova. The Gemara is going to want to understand what the positions are based on. Gemara says, Umi itle the Rova Greira. Does Rova really believe in this concept called Greira, dragging along the other item? When I bring a chatat for one item, that it automatically covers and pulls along the other item. Va itmar. Don't we have, here it's a case that's going to result in a machloket amuraim between Rova and Abaye. Just to note that Tosafot over here says that he thinks that this part of the Gemara, the Girsa may not be Rova, but rather Rabba. Just one of the giveaways, just this is a technical thing that happens in Shas, whenever there's a machloket Abaye and Rova, generally Abaye's position is brought first, and then Rova's position is brought. Now in our case over here, when we started, it was because Rova made a statement, and then Abaye disagreed, so they brought Rova first. But if we have a Gemara brings an incident or a case down and looking for Halacha, they'll generally bring the position of Abaye, then bring the position of Rova. That's not true when it's Rabba. Rabba was the Rebbe of Abaye, and therefore if there is a statement that is a machloka between Rabba and Abaye, then generally they'll bring Rabba first, and then Abaye second. So Tosfot says, one of the evidences here that it should be, the Girsa might be Rabba and not Rova, is they quote Rova's opinion first, which makes it sound like it should be Rabba here. So that's why he says that the Girsa may not be Rova, but rather Rabba. So now the case is Itmar. Achol shnei zeitei chilev behelam echad. He ate two olives worth of fats, fats that are asur to eat, but he did it one forgetting. No dolo al achat mehen. He remembers about one of them. Bazar v'achal k'zayit behelamo shel sheni. While he has yet to remember the second violation, he now eats a third piece of fat. So he's eating three pieces of fat. One and two were in the first forgetting. Then he remembers about number one, but two he still doesn't remember. Then he eats a third piece of fat, which is still within the forgetting of number two. And now he remembers everything. After he's done all of this, now he becomes aware of it. Amar Rava, it's not the problem of forgetting. He might have known that he ate telev. He might have thought it was shuman. He might have thought it was permissible fats. Right? Remembering here at Shabbat, where your question really is deriving from, where he doesn't know that this is asur on Shabbat, and then he knows about it. Once he knows about it, there's another piece of information, which is he has to know that he did it, or he violated it. The same thing over here. Once he knows that it's chelev, the first one, he might think that the second one was still shuman and hasn't figured out that it's chelev yet. So now, what is the din? Rava says, or Rabba says, Hevi karban al rishon, rishon v'sheni mitkaprim. Brings a karban for number one, he's covered number one and two, because one and two were in the same forgetting. The one korban will take care of both of them. Then, gimel, enu mitkaper. But number three is not covered, because it's not in the same forgetting. He's bringing it for number one. Number one and three were not in the same forgetting. If he korban al shlishi, if he brings a korban for number three, then shlishi v'sheni mitkaprim. Two and three are covered because they were in the same forgetting. Rishon enu mitkaper. Number one is not mitkaper because number one is separate. It was a separate forgetting. Hevi karban al emtzei. If he brings the korban for the middle violation, then it's proper kulan. Then everything's covered. Because number one and three were in the same forgetting as number two. So he brings the karban for number two, then he covers everything that's there. Abaye amar, afilu hevi karban al echad mehen, nikapru kulan. If you bring one korban, takes care of everything. Abaye is basically, you're bringing the position of what's called greira, what we just saw before, which is, from covering the chatat, it's covering chelev, it's going to cover the other violations of chelev. I have multiple violations of chelev. I only knew about them afterwards. I brought up one korban at the end. It's going to cover all my violations. Rava says, no, that the only thing that it covers is that which you forgot about in the same time. The violations have to be at the same forgetting. If they're not in the same forgetting, they're not covered together with a single korban. They have Abaye and Rava, or Abaye and Rabba arguing about this here, but what you see is that he doesn't subscribe to Grey Ra. Because if he subscribed to Grey Ra, then he would say that everything's included. Whether he brought Korban for number one, number three, everything would be covered by that, because the violation's the same violation. Just like over here, we said Tzira Goreret Tzira, or Tchina Goreret Tchina, you should say the same thing here. Chelev Goreret Chelev. And everything is covered by a single Korban. The Gemara says, Balter Deshame Me Abaye Savro. After he heard Abaye's position, he then took that on. He disagreed originally with Abaye, but after he heard Abaye's logic, he agreed with Abaye's logic. The Gemara says, Ihochi, oh, once you've done that, why doesn't he agree with Abaye's position entirely by Shabbat? Which is, Ihochi, Tchina Nami Tigarer Le Tchina. In our latter case, where Rova and Abaye argued, Abaye said, everything's covered. The one chatat by Shabbat covers everything. Rava says it covers everything except the tchina, that one last melacha that you have to bring the korban for. Why doesn't he agree to Abaye completely? It says, greira itle, greira de greira, lately. He's willing to have a single derivative. He's not willing to have a double derivative. So something that's connected, for instance, over here, where you have tzira, and he brought the korban for tzira, that'll take care of something that's a derivative of that, or connected in one level removed, which is that the Shigiyat Shabbat involved Ktsira, so therefore he'll cover that. And since it covers the Ktsira, it also covers the Tchina. But then to extend that to say, okay, now you covered the Tchina through an extension, through a derivative, now I'm going to take that and say I also cover another Tchina, that's a two steps removed. That's already a double derivative, and that we're not willing to do. So the machloki between Abaye and Rava is not, says greira works. One step removed we're okay with. Two steps removed, Abaye says still works. Rava says it doesn't work. And that basically explains the difference in their opinion with regards to Shabbat. If you remember about Shigigat Shabbat first, then everybody agrees you've covered everything with that one korban. Because that one korban has subsumed in it both Tchina and Ktsira. You bring that one korban for Shabbat. And therefore, and for the Shigigat Melachot, you'll cover both of them. Because they're both subsumed in that, and it's only one once removed for both Melachot. On the other hand, if it's the other way around, where you remember the Shigigat Melachot first, and you remember a Ktsira first, then when you bring Ktsira, once removed from Ktsira is the Ktsira of Shigigat Shabbat, which covers everything in Shigigat Shabbat, including Tchina. But to say that the Tchina also of the other Shigigat Melachot to cover that, right, that's a double derivative, that's twice removed, that Rava says doesn't work, Abaye says does work, and that'll be the difference in their opinion. Just a note about this Gerira issue. Rashi says that he brought the Korban on the Ktzira. So we said from that, that will then cover the Ktzira of the Shigigat Shabbat, and that will also automatically cover the Tchina of the Shigigat Shabbat. Why isn't that a case of Gerira the Gerira? Why isn't that a case of double derivative according to Rava? It's one step, two steps. So Rashi answers the question and says that the Ktzira Tchira is not really Gerira. Since they're one type of Malacha, Ktzira is one Malacha, it's as if you're bringing it on the same item. And the first Gerira that you do is to Tchina. So therefore, when I have the Korban that is being brought for the Ktzira, and it covers the Ktzira of Shigat Shabbat, that's not because of Gerira. It's not because of the Din of Gerira. It's simply because they're the same Shame Isur. It's the same violation, so the Korban covers it. Then, when I want to jump to Tchina of Shigat Shabbat, that's my first derivative. Then you want to bring it back to Tchina of Shigat Melachot, that's a double derivative. So Rashi just points out that the what we would consider to be the first level of derivative is not really a derivative. That they're really, when you're talking about the same Shame Isur, the same Gerira, that's all considered to be one. There's no derivative there. It's only when you jump to a different Melacha do you consider it to be a derivative. Tosafot does not agree with Rashi. It says that even the first step, Tzira, is even the first step is considered a Gerira. So how come then it's not a double derivative to take care of the Tchina B'Shigigat Shabbat? It's because you can't have Chatzi Kapara for Shabbat. You can't have it by the Shigigat Shabbat where you only have one Korban for everything you did. You can't have it that the Tzira will cover the Tzira and only the Tzira part of it. And then what? You're going to be left with half a Shigigat Shabbat? Right, half a Korban that you have to bring for the Tchina? That doesn't work that way. Once you've covered that Chatan, it covers everything. It's just the way that the chatat works. You can't have it be chetzi. So it is one step removed. One step removed, but the tchina is covered not because it's a double derivative, it's just because once you've covered the ktzira of Shigat Shabbat, you've also automatically covered the tchina of Shabbat. So Tosfot explains it that way in order for it not to be a double derivative.
Rashi eliminates the very first step.
Right. Right. Rashi eliminates the first step as not being Gerira at all. And Tosfot says that the second step is not Gerira from Ktzira Tchina because they're all covered under one Chatat. And that's how they solve this problem of Rava not being a double derivative in those first stages. So now, the Gemara says, Milta de Pshita Lehula Bayi V'Rava, Mibayi the Rabbi Zera. So that which was, or Bayi Rabbi Zera, that which is simple to Abayi and Rava, that Gerira works, Rabbi Zera actually posed it as a question. That he wasn't so certain, he posed it as a question. The Bayi Rabbi Zera, Mi Rabbi Asi, because Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Asi, Ramila, by Mine, Rabbi Yirmiyah, mi Rabbi Zera. Some say that it was asked of Rabbi Zera by Rabbi Yirmiyah. Katzar, Vitachan, Chatzi, Grogeret, Bishkigat, Shabbat, Vizadon Melachot. Does Ktziran Tchina of only Chatzi, Grogeret, which is known as a Chatzi Shiur? He didn't do a full violation, he didn't do enough to be in violation of Shabbat. So he did that, Bishkigat, Shabbat, Vizadon Melachot. He knew these Melachot were Asurot, he just didn't know it was Shabbat. For Chazar, and then he goes back for Katzar v'Tachan, Chatzi Grogeret v'Zadon Shabbat v'Shigigat Melachot. And then he goes ahead and, knowing it's Shabbat, he forgets that these are Melachot and does again a Chatzi Melacha in that second instance. Ma'u Shiyitztarfu. Can they combine to make it now he's that he's in violation? If you take the half Ktzira and half Ktzira, do they make a whole Ktzira and the same thing Tchina? Half Tchina and half Tchina? So they make into a full grogeret a violation. Amalei, chalukin l'chataot, v'lo mitztarfim. They have separate chataot, and therefore they're not mitztaref. So again, Abayi and Rava think that the chataot are actually joined over here. The chataot are connected. So if the chataot are connected, then Abayi and Rava would seem to suggest that they would think it is mitztaref. On the other hand, if you believe that the chataot are separate, then you're going to say that they are not mitztaref. And so that was a question either that was posed by Rabbi Zera or to Rabbi Zera, that was the question asked. The answer came back was, well, they're separate chataot, therefore they are separate in terms of their din. You cannot combine them in any way. That which was pshita to Abayi Rava was not simple to Rabbi Zera. He actually posed it as a question, was posed to him as a question, and then they retorted. Now, the Gemara challenges this whole position over here, which is, anytime you have different chataot, they're not mitztaref. Is that really true? Achal v'atznan. We have a Mishnah in Kretu. Achal chelev, v'chelev behelam echad. He eats chelev and chelev. Two violations of eating impermissible fats and one forgetting. He has to eat it within Kedei Achilat Pras in order for it to be mitzdaref over here. Rashi says over here, Shbo'ot to helem, it's in the same forgetting. Gon shlosha mitchilato al sherishon at sof gemar achilat acharon. He doesn't have really the amount of time from the beginning of the first eating to the end of the second eating. Yoter mikdei Achilat Pras. Min achad mitzterfim. If they're one min, they're mitzterei. Enu chayav el achat. Then you only have to bring one korban. Akal chelev vidam vinotar pigul behelem echad. In one forgetting, he violates numerous isurim. Fat, blood, eating leftovers of the korbanot, eating things that had the wrong makshavo at the time that they were brought. So all these have a chiyuv karet associated with them and a chiyuv katat. Then, chayav al kol achad v'achat. He has to bring one korban for each one of them. They don't combine. Even though it's one forgetting, they don't combine to bring a single korban because they're different shemot. They're different isurim. Zuchomer b'minim harbe b'min echad. This is the stringency that applies to multiple items versus one violation or one category of violation. Vizu, now the other side is zuchomer b'min echad b'minim harbe. But there is a stringency that applies to one category of Isur versus multiple categories of Isur, which is Shemachal Chatzi Zayit, Bechazar Bechal Chatzi Zayit Mimin Echad, if you ate half a gezayit from this Isur, and then an additional half gezayit from this Isur, Chayav, because he is now Mitzterif. They are, one forgetting, they're Mitzterif, and he would bring a Korban for that. He's in violation of the Isur, and he'll bring a Korban for that. Mishnei Minim, if it's from two different categories, two different Isurim, Dam, Chelev, and you have Chatzi Shur of Dam, Chatzi Shur of Chelev, they're not going to combine to become a single Shur of violation, because they're in two different categories, and therefore you're going to be Patur. Vavinam Ba. And then we queried about that, or try to clarify, Mimin Achad Chayav. When it's one Min, you are Chayav. Tzrich LeMeimar? Why do you have to tell me that? Why do you have to tell me if you eat a half kazayit of chaylev and another half kazayit of chaylev and one forgetting that they're mitzarif to make a single kazayit? That should be obvious. It's one forgetting. You now have eaten what would combine to be a single shiur. So, right. What's the question here that they should be mitzarif? Why do I need the Mishnah to tell me such an obvious case? V'amar Reish Lakish Mishum Bar Totni. The Mishnah says in the name of this Chacham, the son of Totni. Hochab Mayaskin, and what's the case here? Kagon Shachlo B'shnei Tam Chuyin. It's not just that he ate two gzeitim of chaylev. He actually ate it, here it says two dishes, but it means it's cooked in two different ways. One is roasted, one is boiled, one is roasted, one is fried. There are two different presentations of the chaylev. So even though you ate it in two presentations, the shtei achilot, Rashi says, if it's in two achilot, nobody thinks it combines. And so obviously over here we're talking about a case that is Within one achilat g'day achilat pras. So now the chiddush is that it's according to Rabbi Yeshua. Yeshua says that tamchuim are mechalkim when you eat two gzeitim behelam echad. So therefore you'll be chayav two chataot. And it comes to teach us for chatzi shiur that they are still mitzareif. Why? If for two tamchuim, if a person ate a kazayit of roasted fat and then a kazayit of cooked fat, then Rabbi Yeshua says you bring two karbanot. Sounds like they're two separate entities. So now, why when a person eats chatzi gezayit and chatzi gezayit, do we say they are mitzareif? The answer is here. Ma'u d'tam, I would have thought I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben the kula ben the chumra. When Rabbi Yeshua says his position, he means when are two dishes or two presentations of the fat considered to be separate. That's whether it's the kula, whether it's the chumra. Whether it goes the chumra and makes you bring a korban, or it's the kula and then it separates. Kamash v'lan, to the kula lo amar, the chumra kamar. He only says that the chumra, he doesn't say the kula. The chumra means if a person ate two gzeitim, then one's roasted, one is cooked, he's going to have to bring two separate korbanot. That's the chumra. What's the kula? The kula is that over here, what would I have said? The kula would have been that the chatzi gzeit and the chatzi gzeit do not combine. And the person's not chayav and chatat now because they don't combine. They're two separate entities. So we say, no, he doesn't say the kula, he only says the chumra. So what would be the chumra here? The chumra here would mean that they do combine. So when it's, he'll always go the chumra. So it'll be considered two entities when it makes you bring more korbanot. It'll be considered a single entity when it makes you bring a korban, period. And that's what we have over here. It goes the chumra, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Rabbi Yeshua's din only applies the chumra, not lekula. So over here, even though it's on two different presentations, and it's a chatzik zed, they're still mitzareif. They do combine together to make it into a chiyuv chatat. So Gemara says, now finally we got to the question that the Gemara was after, which is, Va'ocha, dechalukim lechataot. Here you have separate chataot, v'kamitztarfe. And they are mitztareif. Two chataot. Why? Because when they're separate, right, when they were brought or presented in a case when they are not combined, they're two chataot, and yet, I'm sorry, the two tamchuim, the two presentations, if they were individual, they would be brought, and you'd have to bring a separate korban for each of them. And yet, when they are brought, they are mitzareif. So here you see that that principle that you said, that there's a connection between chalukim lekarbonot, automatically means chalukim litzdareif, that there cannot be mitzdareif, is not true. That is not a principle that you can rely on. Just because you bring different chataot for a violation, doesn't mean that the two items will not be mitzdareif. Over here, according to Rabbi Yeshua, I will have, if a person would eat a full kazayit of roasted and full kazayit of cooked, he'd have to bring two chataot. Yet, when it's a half kazayit of roasted and half kazayit of cooked, they are mitzdareif. So you see that, that there is no correlation between the number of chataot that are brought and the fact that it is mitzdareif. So how can you come to a conclusion before that when you have the chatzi melacha by Shabbat and chatzi melacha by Shabbat, that it won't combine because those are two separate chataot? Since they're separate chataot, they're not mitzdareif. That's not necessarily true. We can see we have a case here, we have two separate chataot in the violation, yet they are still mitzdareif. So amalei mar aresha matni lo avakasha. You brought the question on the ratio, and therefore you have a problem. Kashale. Ana na seifa matnin lavlo kashalan. We explained it on the seifa, and therefore we have no problem. Which is, mishnei minim patur. When it comes to two minim, then you are patur. Tzrichalim heimar. You have to tell us that? Isn't it obvious that when you have two separate minim, that you are patur? They're not going to be mitzdareif when you have a chatzi kazayit from this and a chatzi kazayit from that. Why would you think a chatzi kazayit of dam and a chatzi kazayit of chelev should combine? That's obvious. Rish Lakish, Mishur Bartotni, Rav says, in the name of Bartotni, lo olam emin echad. Really talking about one min. Famaikar le shnei minim. So then why is it called two minim? Shachlo v'shnei tamchuyin. Because he ate it two different presentations. He ate it, there was a chatzi kazayit of roasted, chatzi kazayit of cooked. So that's why it's called two minim. V'rab Yoshua hi, damar tamchuyim mechalkim. And he says that tamchuyim split it. So it's called two minim because one's roasted and one is cooked. Then the conclusion would be that Rabbi Yeshua's position holds both the Chumra and the Kula. And therefore, in this case, it would not be mitzdareif. Roasted and cooked will cause separate karbonot, but will also, when they are chatzi kazayit, would not be mitzdareif. And Rabbi Yeshua's din applies both the Kula and the Chumra. The Braita, or the Mishnah that we quoted before, has a statement that says that when, the latter half of that Mishnah says, when is it that a Min Echad is more stringent than Shnei Minim? Sometimes a Min Echad is more stringent than Shnei Minim. The Gemara says, well, if I ate my Min Echad, if I eat one Chatzik Zayit and a Chatzik Zayit of Min Echad, I'm Chayav Chatat. If I eat a Chatzik Zayit from one Min and a Chatzik Zayit from Min Acher, I'm not Chayav Chatat. That's all the Mishnah says. The question the Gemara asks, or the, what's posed by the Amoraim about this Gemara is, okay, that's so, there's nothing in that Mishnah that's a Chiddush. Why do you have to tell me this information? I'm eating with the Kedei Achila at Pras. If I eat a Chatzik Zayit of Chelev, Chatzik Zayit of Chelev, it's obvious that I should be Chayav HaChatat. What's the Chiddush in that part of the Mishnah? That's one possibility of the question. Or, the other possibility of the question is the second half of that, which is if I eat from two minim, if I eat half a gezayit of blood and half a gezayit of, if a person eats a chatzik gezayit dam and a chatzik gezayit chalev, why would you ever think they should be mitzdareif? There's no reason to believe they should be mitzdareif. So both that resha, which is the case where it's one min, and the sefer where it's two minim, are pshita. So one of them has to be a chiddush. One of those two has to tell us something, information that we wouldn't have known otherwise. So the first approach was to say that the resha told us information that we would have known, which is about Rabbi Yeshua. That really here we're talking about, when we say it's min echad, when it's one type of isur, it's one type of isur that's presented in two different ways, roasted and cooked. So now the chiddush there is that Rabbi Yeshua's din only applies when you have a full kazayit. But it doesn't apply the kula to say that they won't be mitzdareif to make it into a single kazayit. The second way is to say that the chiddush is on the latter half of that piece, which is to say that the shnei minim really is min echad. Shnei minim was really all chalev. Why is it called two minim? Because it was done roasted and cooked, and it's called two minim. And the chiddush is that Rabbi Yeshua's din does apply even to roasted and cooked. Will separate, and you won't be able to mitzdareif the two gezeitim. So it's two different readings about where the chiddush is. Is it the chiddush on that ratio or on the seifa? So once you know that, if you put the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua on that ratio piece, it presents a problem. Because now I've undermined the thesis that anytime the korbanot are separate, it's not mitzdareif. Because Rabbi Yeshua says that if he had a full gezeit of chalev cooked, and a full gezeit of roasted, you bring separate karbonot. But a chatzi is, it does combine. So he says, well, that's you, because you put on the ratio. If I put on the seifa, then that information is not true. Because then Rabbi Yeshua is consistent throughout. Rabbi Yeshua on the Sefer says, if I have a chatzi gezayit of cooked and chatzi gezayit of roasted, they do not combine. Just like their karbonot are separate, so too they don't combine. And that'll be consistent with the principle that we established before. And that's what he's saying to him. You put it on the ratio, so you ran into a problem. We read Reish Lakish's position on the Seifa, and therefore we didn't run into a position. So Gemara says, well, me the Seifa, min achadu shnei tamchuin. If the latter half now is a case where it's one min and two tamchuin, meaning that it's chelev just presented in two different ways, then michlal, from that you would infer, the ratio min echad v'tamchuy echad. That means that the ratio is a case that it's the same min, of course, because now everything is chelev. But when we said it was shnei minim, it was presented in two different ways. That means when we called it a min echad, it means it was only presented in one way. Say echad min echad v'tamchuy echad. Tzricha l'meimar. So then again, what's the chiddush then in the ratio? Yeah, what, a case where it's chelev, and it's presented in one way, and you have a chatzi kazai, that you had behelem echad, one forgetting yedik de achilip pras? Of course it's been sarev. Amravuna achobay eskina, and kilon jaitalo yidia bentayim. He knows, he remembers in between. Chatzi kazai to chelev, realizes that he ate the chatzi kazai. Then it goes and forgets again, whatever he has to forget, whether he doesn't know it's chelev, whatever the forgetting is, eats the second chatzi kazai. So again, well, if you have yediyah ben tayim, what's the chiddush here? Regamliyali damar ein yediyah lechatzi shiur. Generally, yediyah is enough to separate them out and say they are not mitzareif. If you come into the information, the knowledge that you've done something wrong, and then you do something wrong again, they're not going to be mitzareif. Because the yediyah in between is michalek. It's called yediyah michalek. Knowledge breaks them into two separate entities. Maybe for chatat, they can combine. If it was a full gezayit, they could combine. But in terms of being mitzareif them, to make them into a single entity, to make them into one gezayin, single isur, that you cannot do when you have yediyah ben tayim. Rabbi Gamliel has an unusual position, which is that yediyah has to involve isur. You have to have violated the isur in order to have a yediyah. Over here, when you only ate a chatzi gezayit, you didn't have the isur, you had to have a yediyah. Only after you've eaten the full gezayit do you have the yediyah. So Rabbi Gamliel says that yediyah ben tayim doesn't do anything, and they are mitzareif. So chatzi gezayit are mitzareif, and the chiddush is that this is according to Rabbi Gamliel, who says the Yediyah ben Tayim doesn't break them up, doesn't separate them. So now that will be the chiddush of this Mishnah. The case where it says, min echad means min echad tamchuy echad. It's one type, one presentation, two chatzik zeitim, behelam echad, and one forgetting, and you have a kdei achilat pras. Why isn't it obvious then that your chayav a chatat, that they combine to make a chatat? Because he had a Yediyah ben Tayim. It wasn't really one forgetting. It was a forgetting that he remembered halfway through about chatzi gezayit, and then remembers about the full gezayit by the time he finishes. And Rabbi Gamliel, according to Rabbi Gamliel, says that yediyah in the middle is meaningless because it was about a chatzi gezayit. That's not called the yediyah. The second part of the Mishnah, which says that when it's two minim, that you are patur, that's a case where it's all chelev, but it was two presentations. It was roasted and cooked, chatzi gezayit of each, not mitzareif. That's Aliba de Rabbi Yeshua, who says when you have different presentations of the same Isur, they're not mitzareif. So that's how we explain that Mishnah. That leaves that Mishnah alone, and then it brings us back to Rabbi Zira's din, or whether he queried or he was the one who was being queried, that position that when you have separate chataot, you cannot be mitzareif. The chatzi shiur will not combine when you have separate chataot, and that remains in place now, because now we don't have a question about it. And therefore, the din will be that since they require two chatot, they cannot combine. If you have a chatzi malacha of ktsira and chatzi malacha of ktsira, then they're not going to combine to make a full malacha of ktsira because they really require two separate korbanot, two separate chatot. And because of that, they will not combine when they are a chatzi shiur. Alright, now the Gemara continues. And to complicate things a little more. Itmar. So over here now, again, we have a machloket amoraim, which is, achal shnei zeitei chelev behelam echad. It's two zeitim of chelev and one forgetting. V'nodol arishon, v'chazar v'nodolo al hasheni. He remembers the first one, and then he remembers the second one. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayev shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayev to bring two chatot, or shalom shamar, he's chayev l'achat. He has to bring one chatat. The question that should jump into your mind now, what it means, v'nodolo, we just had that before, what does it mean, nodolo, that he had the information? Again, the three possibilities of what nodolo means. Nodolo means that he just has the information. Nodolo means that he knows the information. It's mafisha korban. But nodolo means that he is mafisha korban, and he brought that korban, and then he knew about the second piece of information. So those are the three possibilities. I'm going to defer it, because the Gemara is going to come back to it and ask the question. But just so you know, the nodolah, we don't know what that means yet, but there's something that he knows that is separating between them, and Rabbi Yochanan says that makes them two separate entities. Rabbi Shlaka says they're still a single entity. We'll see. 1 second. Alright, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayav. Rabbi Yochanan says you're Chayav because the Pasuk says, Al Chatato Vehevi. For each Chatat, you have to say, Al Chatato Vehevi, Korbano, Sireti Zim, Tmima, Nikeva, Al Chatato Asher Chatat. That every Chatat requires a separate Korban. You have a Chait, Vehevi. You bring a Korban. Rechlechish Amar Patur, Mi Chatato Venislachlo. It says that even may, the word m that we had yesterday's daf as well, m means from. So from a partial chatat, v'nislachlo, he's covered on everything. How does that work? He brings one chatat, then he covers everything. Even though he's bringing the chatat on a single violation, it covers multiple violations. So may chatato, from his chait, he covers v'nislachlo, he covers everything. So that's the machlok between them. Now Gemara says, very shlokish, aktiv achatato v'hevi. What is very shlokish going to do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan? Says Gemara says, how the achar kapara? That is after kapara. After kapara, even Reish Lakish agrees that once you've crossed the line of kapara, that you can't use that kapara, that korban to cover something else. So Rabbi Yochanan ami aktiv mechatato v'nislach lo. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan have to deal with the pasuk of Reish Lakish? Mechatato means a partial chatat v'nislach lo. So achar ma'iskina gon shachal k'zait umechsa. V'nodolo k'zait. They should join together. That doesn't work. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have a case here where you ate a gazait and a half. So now the korban, the first korban you bring, in terms of, he remembered that about the gazait. He remembers the gazait that he ate. So now he was going to bring a korban from that. Now you have this leftover chatzi gazait that he doesn't remember about, and then he eats an additional chatzi gazait afterwards, while he still doesn't remember the first chatzik zayit that he had. So now he brings a korban for that first entity.
Everything was in one
helim? No. You had a helim, a forgetting, and he eats a kazayit and a half. Then he remembers about a single kazayit. So the one kazayit he remembers about, but the chatzik zayit he doesn't remember about. Then within that forgetting of that chatzik zayit, he now eats another chatzik zayit. So what you would have thought is, he brought a korban for the first kazayit, and then the second two halves to join together and force him to bring a second korban. What do you mean? How did he forget? Because he ate. He sat down to eat. He eats a kazayit worth, right. And then he, 1 minute, within gdei achil pras, he eats a chatzik kazayit, and only remembers that he had that one big piece. He doesn't remember the little piece that he had afterwards, the chatzik kazayit that he had afterwards.
Once he passed
Shir. Oh, so that's the conclusion. That's what Rabbi Yochanan's conclusion is. Rabbi Yochanan's conclusion is Mei Chatato, which is that since he covered the, had he known about the Chatzik Zayit, everything would have been covered. Had he known,
the first half.
Had he known about the 1.5 up front, the Korban would have covered all of it. So since the Korban would have covered that whole 1.5, then it can't be mitzdarif to that latter half. It can't be covered. Right. It can't be covered the second half because that first half is really, right, it's really covered by the first. Either it's covered by the korban itself, or it's a chatzik zayit by itself. But since it would have been covered, Yochanan said, that would mean mei chatato. Mei chatato, since it was part, a smaller part of his chatat, v'nislach lo, it's covered by the first. Since you had a whole zayit with it, the whole zayit is going to drag along or take care of that chatzik zayit no matter what, and it's not going to be mitzarf to the second chatzik zayit. That is Rabbi Yochanan's conclusion. The Havamina would have been, Rabbi Yochanan says, whatever you remember, that's what's taken care of. You don't remember about it, that goes on to the next category. So you would have to bring two chatot. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the pasuk of Rabbi Shlakish teaches me that when I have this little piece left over, it's dragged along with the original piece and covered by that. Since it's covered by that, that second half stands alone. Right. It's by itself, and therefore there is no korban brought for it. So that's how they explain each other's psukim. Now, Amarle Ravina the Ravashi. Ravina asked Ravashi, did Yadale kodem hafrasha plige? What does it mean that they knew? Did they knew me that Yadalei Kodem HaFrasha? He knows about it, but he didn't separate out the Korban, and that's where they argue. Ubaha Pligin, this is the argument. The Mar Sever Yidiot Machalkot. Knowledge is enough to divide up the Korbanot. Mar Sever HaFrashot Michalkot. And Reish Lakish holds that you actually have to be mafish the korban in order to say that it's a separate violation. Aval achar afrasha. But after afrasha, modilei Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Chayev Shtayim. Even Reish Lakish would agree, after you're mafrish the korban, that that's already considered to be a separate entity. So that's the first possibility about their machloket. The machloket is, I got the information. No, though. We got the information, and that's it. That's all he knows. He knows he violated it. He does nothing else. Is that enough to make it into two Isurim now? Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Reish Lakish says no. Reish Lakish says, until you're mafrish the korban, that is not a separating entity. Once you've been mafrish the korban, then even Reish Lakish agrees, you've now split them up.
Why would there be a korban on the second?
No. This is, you're back. We're back to the original case of Kazayit and Kazayit.
Oh, Kazayit, okay.
We're back to that original case. Okay. We're back to the original machloket, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. He had a Kzayit Chelev, and then he remembers about one of the Kzaitim of Chelev.
But he remembers after
he's been both violations, right?
So wait, if he ate a Kzayit, then he knew about it.
Then
he ate a Kzayit.
Right, then it's separate. Then everybody agrees that it's separate.
There's no way, no gray or anything?
Right. There could be gray row, but it's, I'm sorry, in terms of being mitzdareif, they're not mitzdareif. In terms of Greira, if you bring one Chatat and the Chelev, it may cover all these Surei Chelev over here. As long as you haven't created something that separates them. If you think Yediyah is enough to separate them, then you may not be able to do it. If Yediyah happened afterwards, after everything, then you could maybe do Greira. If you think Yediyah is a splitting factor, then you couldn't do Greira over here, because you really divided them into two Yisurim, you can't do Greira anymore.
So, but if you had Yediyah only one of them, that's where Greira might work.
Yes, or you have your idea after the fact. After you've done both violations.
You've done both, but now you have your idea only on one.
Correct.
Of them.
There
might.
Correct. All right. So here we have these two. We have two Zaytim Chelev that he ate them. He doesn't know anything. Now he remembers about one of them, and he takes no action. He just remembers that he did one violation, and then later on he remembers about the second violation. So is that the machloket here? Rabbi Yochanan says idea is enough. Knowledge is enough to create two Isurim here, two separate. You have to bring separate korbanot for each of them. A chatat for each one of them, or is knowledge not enough? That's Reish Lakish's opinion, that you have to actually be mafrish the korban. Until you separate the korban out, you haven't designated it as a separate isur. But he agrees that once you've separated the korban out, that it is considered to be a separate isur.
Even though your idea, you only do one, everything has been done already, and you get an idea, and then an hour later you get another, you find out the second piece, that could be enough to make it.
Rabbi Yochanan, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan would say yes, and Rabbi Yishlokesh would say no.
That's really...
Right? That's one possibility about their machloket. So that's one possibility. Oh, Dilma. Didyadele lachar afrashok ligay. This case here is a case where he knows, and he was mafish the korban. And there, bahabli, the marsav afrashot michal kot. Rabbi Yochanan believes that once you bring mafish the korban, that makes it into a separate isur, and you have to bring a separate korban. Marsavar kaparot michal kot. And Reish Lakish believes, until you've done kapara, there is no chiluk. Until you brought the korban, there is no chiluk. Right, as you said, once you brought the korban, it's over. There is a separation. Aval koldam hafrasha, but before you're mafish the korban, if you simply had knowledge, right, which is what you didn't like, Roni, which is that, if you simply had koldam hafrasha, modile Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Rabbi Yochanan, chayv elachat. Then you only be chayv one. Because, there, the idea is not enough to separate them. The simple knowledge is not enough to separate them. O Dilma, ben bezu machloket. Maybe they argue about both. Maybe they think that hafrasha, it's to the extremes, meaning that Rabbi Yochanan thinks that even idea alone is enough to separate them, and Rabbi Yesh Lakish believes only until you reach the point of kapara is it enough to separate them. That means that for Rabbi Yochanan, idea and hafrasha are enough to separate them. For Reish Lakish, neither of those are enough to separate them until you've actually brought the korban. There is no separation between the surim. So maybe it's a possibility they argue about both of them all the way to the extremes, meaning that their opinions are at the extremes. Reish Lakish says only after kapara are they separate. Rabbi Yochanan says simple knowledge is enough to separate them. So that's the possibility. But three possibilities here about what their machlokets is. So Amalei Mistavro, he says, I can tell you, I think logically, ben bezu bezim bumu achoket. Machlokets about both. Tisakadatra kodem afreshap ligi. If you think that they only argue kol dem afrasha, avalach afrasha modilei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, but after afrasha, then even Reish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan, that's considered to be separate entities, techayev shtayim, Didn't we have a problem before? We had a problem before. What does Reish Lakish do with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk? And the answer that we gave was lachar kapara. That pasuk is after kapara. They're separate. Once after kapara, look me lachar afrasha. Why do you have to go set it up all the way after kapara? You just have to say that pasuk is after afrasha. Because even according to Reish Lakish, once you've been mafrish the korban, they're considered to be two separate violations. So if that's the case, why did he say that the pasuk is not even after kapara? He should have just said it's after chafrasha. Reish Lakish had to answer. What does he do with
Rabbi? Gemara,
Gemara imposed it in his position.
So how can the Gemara say, "Oh, well, what I said yesterday, we said say I was wrong"?
No, what we're going to say is that I don't know whether Reish Lakish said it or not. It's very hard to tell in the Gemara whether Reish Lakish said it or it was said by the Midrash in his name. But now we're talking about later Amoraim that are now looking back and saying we know this information. We know that that's right. Why did they say, why did the Bnei Beit Midrash set up Reish Lakish as Achar Kapara? They could have set it up as Achar Hafrasha. So Mar says, V'i Achar Hafrasha Plige, if their machloket is after Hafrasha, Aval Kodem Hafrasha, but before Hafrasha, if you just had simple Yudiyah, Modilei Rabbi Yochanan the Reish Lakish, then you only chayav one korban, Ademukilei Krav, Gzayitu Mechza. Why did you set up that case? Rabbi Yochanan had to deal with Reish Lakish's puzzle. You set up with a crazy case of 1.5 Kzayitim, look, may call them afresha. Just say that that puzzle you're talking about before afresha. Just plain yediyah. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, plain yediyah. One korban will cover everything. So Gemara says, so he based on that says, it's clear that the machloket is at both extremes. That's why Reish Lakish only can set up his the puzzle of Rabbi Yochanan after kapara. And Rabbi Yochanan says that it only in this case of 1.5 Kzayitim is Rabbi Shlokish's puzzle because they argue through the spectrum. They argue about everything. So Gemara says, maybe not. Dilma, Svuke, Misvakele. Maybe the Beit Midrash, the Bnei Beit Midrash, who were trying to explain Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, what they do with the other's Pasuk, they had a safek about what it is. Ve'imtim Salomar. And they presented it as two options. Imtim Salomar Kamar. Imtim Salomar Koldem Afrasha Plige. If you say that they argue Koldem Afrasha, Rabbi Yochanan, Heichi Mukile Lakra, so then what is Rabbi Yochanan going to do with the pasuk of Reish Lakish in that case? Pasuk of Reish Lakish, if Rabbi Yochanan thinks that Yediyah is enough to be Mechalek, what is he going to do then with Reish Lakish's pasuk? He has to set it up with that Kazayitu Mechza. Kazayitu Mechza. V'imtim Salomar. And if you want to say, not that both are true, but if the other way is true, which is Imtim Salomar la'achar hafrasha plige, that they argue after hafrasha, then Reish Lakish heikin mukul adekra. Then what is Reish Lakish going to do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan? Because if they're arguing Achar HaFrasha, that means that Reish Lakish only believes that they're separate Achar Kapara. So what's he going to do with the Pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan? He's going to say that it applies after Kapara, the Achar Kapara. So what the Gemara did now, which is Ravina, when he was asking the question to Ravashi, he says, what is the Machloket? Three possibilities of what the Machloket between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is. One possibility is it's about Di'ah itself. Simple knowledge. Is that enough to separate? The other possibility is it's about a Frasha. Is a fresh enough of separation or not? Or the third possibility was that they argue about both, according to the extremes, that Reish Lakish always thinks it doesn't work, and Rabbi Yochanan always thinks it does work. So then we present the Rabbi says, well, based on what we saw, the explanation of the Psukim, according to Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, it would suggest that they are arguing at the extremes. That means that all the way through the spectrum they're arguing. Rabbi says, maybe not. Maybe the Bnei Beit Midrash had the same question that we had. They didn't know where they argued. So they didn't know where they argued, now they have to set up the Psukim. How does Reish Lakish deal with Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk based on the fact that it could be either possibility? And how does Rabbi Yochanan deal with Reish Lakish's pasuk given that it could be either possibility? So they push the psukim to explain them at the edges or to the extremes, not necessarily because that's where they think the machlok is across the spectrum, but to capture both possibilities. And therefore they might have had the same problem that we had. They might have been faced with the same question as we had, and therefore you cannot conclude anything from the fact that they explained the psukim in that way. All right, we'll stop here.